regarding the 8th parak of Brachos, Mishnah Aleph. This parak discusses various disagreements between Beis Shani and Beis Hillel in respect to halachos and relating to a seuda, to a meal. The first Mishnah is talking about how one makes Kiddush. So, you know the way we make Kiddush is we first make the bracha of Boi Kriya Gopen, and afterwards we make the bracha on the Kaddish HaShabbos. That is Beis Hillel's opinion. We'll see that Beis Shammai disagrees with that. Eilu Dvom Shavein Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Besuda. These are the disagreements between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in respect to halachos of Besuda. So the first one is Nogea to Hilchos Kiddush. Beis Shammai Yoyim Mevorach Hala Yoyim V'yachat Kachman Vorach Hala Yayim. Beis Shammai says you should first make the bracha on the Kaddish HaShabbos, and only afterwards do you make the bracha on Boi Priya Gofen. The day of Shabbat started before the wine was brought to the table. And maybe he feels that it should be the bracha on the day which preceded to the kiddush should be made first. Where Beis Hillel says, "Mevarach al yain ve'achakach mevarach al yom," which is obviously the way we do it. We first make the bracha pre adopin. Because first of all, this whole kiddush is because of the wine. The reason why we're saying kiddush now is because of the takanah mitzvah to say Kiddush al Hayayin, and also because wine is more toder, we make the bracha on the wine more often than we make on the day. If someone by accident made the bracha on the Kaddish HaShabbos before he said Boi Priya Gofen, so at the end he can say the Boi Priya Gofen after, so he doesn't have to say the Kaddish HaShabbos over again. But once again, and how that we can own our losses, we first make a boy pray as often, and then afterwards the birth again.